Well, that wasn't very kind, was it? Your friend running off like that, leaving you in this predicament. Did you think you were going to get away with it? Was a handful of makeup worth the trouble you're in right now? There wasn't much prospect of escape, was there? You've not exactly got much of an outfit to hide anything in. Look, I know it's a hot day, but that dress is scandalous. Not only have you nowhere on you to hide anything, you've also got just about every guy's eye and several women following you around the store, fantasizing about what they might do with you. It's true. And now you're mine. Well, in a way. And now, whoa. Where are you going? I can hold you here. I am the chief security officer at this store. Look at this uniform. This means I have the power to detain you here if I believe an offence has taken place. And you better believe I do. And you'll see why. So right now, I've got to decide what to do. You see, I have it in my power to call the police and take this much further. But I'd rather not. I don't think either of us want that. I prefer to deal with things in-house, shall we say. So, that dress. There really isn't anything to it, is there? You know, it pains me to have to detain a gorgeous lady like you. You should be out in the sun, teasing the men, raising the temperature even higher. Not in here with a uniformed officer. Don't laugh, I am a uniformed officer. And technically, you're my prisoner. It's pretty hot in this office, don't you think? It's only the two of us here. Nobody else has a key. I'm getting pretty hot myself. You don't have to keep that dress on, you know. It's got a back zip, hasn't it? Can I help with that? Don't be shocked. This is the alternative. Or I could just call the police. What do you think? Yeah, maybe I'll call the police. No? Okay. Well, then we'll do things my way. Let me just make sure this door is locked. Now, you're looking at me strangely. Is this turning you on? You are turned on, aren't you? You're turned on by a uniformed officer. Stop it. Well, I'm turned on by you. I'm turned on by your outfit. By your body. By your demeanor. By your smell. Stand up. Go on. Stand up and turn around for me. Put your hands above your head. Let's zip you out of this thing. Feel the fabric loosen around your back. Your skin exposed to the elements. Now, I'm going to put my hands on your hips, okay? Don't be alarmed. I'm just going to move in close so you can feel me pressed up behind you. As I move my hands down your thighs and slip this dress off. That fabric was so tight, it's little wonder you're not wearing a bra. You're sexy, you know that? You're very sexy. I don't want you to talk, okay? No talking. You can nod or you can shake your head, that's the deal. Got it? Nod if you get it. Good. Now, I'm going to reach around and feel your breasts. Is that okay with you? Nod if it's okay. Good. They're swelling in my hand. Your skin is so smooth to the touch. Your nipples are erect. Are they sensitive if I pinch them? Nod for yes. Good. Can you feel my breath on your neck? Sense the little kisses I'm putting there as I run my smooth hands over your hips and pull you into me. I'm betting you can feel something else right now as well. Wow, wait. What are your hands doing? Have I told you it's okay for you to roam like that? Who's in charge here, sexy lady? There's plenty of time for that. Plenty of time. Here, look. I think you can take a seat. Why don't you sit down here on this nice comfortable chair in your cute little panties? let me entertain you with a striptease. Would you like that? Only thing is, I can't have you roaming or escaping, so I'm afraid a little restraint is in order. Put your hands behind your back. I'm going to cuff your hands behind this chair and your legs to each of the front legs. It's going to mean your legs are spread and you're going to be a little exposed. I'd say I'm sorry about that, but your panties look drenched. Your little pussy's dying to be played with, isn't it? Big nod for that one, huh? Okay, so this uniform, it's a bit much now, isn't it? Given your current attire, I look supremely overdressed. Let's take care of that, shall we? Bow, 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 bow. Not really. I'm happy to entertain you with my body, but I'll spare you my singing. Let me unbutton this shirt. Better still, let me tear this off. I've got spares, but I'm ravenous to get naked with you. You felt my cock earlier, didn't you? So you know how hard you've made me. Well, you're about to find out exactly how much you've turned me on, because I spotted you when you first entered the store. I watched you on this little television right here. I saw you grabbing things from the shelves, and I didn't stop you. Do you know why? Because I wanted you to try it. I wanted you to attempt to get away with it so we could enjoy this moment. So look down as I undo my belt. As I pull my trousers down. And my boxer shorts. At what springs up. Look how hard this is. How it's leaking pre-cum just at the sight of you. I can see you struggling to get free there. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help with that. You're licking your lips a lot. I like that. You can talk now if you tell me what you'd like to do. Here, let me take off my socks and boots so I'm completely naked for you. I'm more naked than you are. Look at my cock. How stiff I've become. If I straddle this chair in front of you, I can show you close up. I see you moving your head forward, but there's no touching, remember? No touching, and certainly no sucking. You can't touch me yet. Not yet. I'm just inches from your face now. Can you take in the smell? The scent of sex pulsing from my throbbing shaft. It's the smell of desire. It's a sign of how badly I want to fuck you. I can get two hands around this thing. Watch. If I stroke it up and down like this, look at how the end swells and throbs and pulsates. Look at the veins straining, the end dribbling pre-cum, my hand using that pre-cum as a lubricant just to stroke myself even harder. Look at me jacking myself off in your face right now. Oh, how rude of me. Okay, I'm going to uncuff your hands, but you're not to touch me, okay? That's still not allowed. Yes, as I thought, a hand straight between your legs. Here, let me help. Let's rip these panties off you so you're completely bare. Ah. Oh, fuck it, your juices are too good to taste. I'm literally salivating just looking at you. Remember, nod for yes. Would you like me to taste you? I thought so. Let's see how far you can spread your legs. I want to run my tongue up your right thigh and breathe in deeply as I hit your center. I can feel you twitch to my touch. You taste divine. So sexy. I'm jacking myself with one hand while I part your lips with my other and push my tongue inside you. God, you genuinely taste amazing. Just let yourself go. Feel my warm, wet tongue pushing inside you, and don't be afraid to push back and gyrate onto me. I can feel your fingers in my hair pushing my head onto you. I'm using my thumb to rub on your clit, and now you're really starting to convulse. I can't get enough of you, baby. Can you come for me? Can you come on my face as I'm lapping my tongue between your legs, tongue fucking you into next week? Pull my hair as I penetrate you with my mouth. Grab your tits and squeeze hard as I slide my tongue inside you, devouring your juices, savouring every muscle twitch and spasm. Let yourself go. Release onto my face. Make me taste you. Oh, that was intense. I loved every second. You're incredible. Kiss me now. Let me kiss your forehead while you draw some breath as I lean in and whisper, it's not over yet. Maybe a little baby oil will cool us down. What do you reckon? I've got your baby oil right here, baby. I've got a bottle here in my hand. Let me free you up so you can stand naked in front of me and I can pour some onto your chest and soothe it in with my hands. So slippy and smooth. Why don't you press yourself against me and we can feel our bodies sliding against each other. If I pour some oil onto my hands like this and rub my hands over your back, your whole upper body will be moist and wet. Feel my strong hands roaming your smooth, wet body. My fingers marking the curves of your form, my fingertips gliding over every contour. Touch me. Pour that oil over my chest and let your hands explore my skin. Roam my firm chest, my broad shoulders, my thick arms, and go lower. Watch as the oil you poured onto my chest meanders down my stomach, my navel, and runs onto my cock, threatening to drip off the end before you catch it and rub it into me. Grasp my thickness and pump me. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, baby. Feel me become even harder than before, pulsating at your touch, throbbing to be inside you. Oh, now stop rubbing yourself with your other hand and bend over this chair. Face that way, towards the monitors, and grab that remote control in front of you. The moment you press play is the same moment you're going to feel the end of me pressing against your lips. And there'll come a moment I push the entire length of myself inside you instead of teasing you like I am now. You'll know when that moment comes. Can you feel me? Oh, good girl, you've pressed play. Surprised to see yourself on television? You know what we're looking at, don't you? This is you, moments ago, getting yourself in trouble. Who'd have thought you'd be washing yourself back as security has you in detention, teasing the entrance of your dripping pussy with a big, stiff cock? Now wait for it. Wait. Here comes the moment. You glance up. You look around. Check for security. And grab the makeup. Oh, now in I go. Yes. Now you're fucked, you thieving little slut. Now you're getting punished. Oh, take this cock as you watch yourself breaking the law. Oh, feel me pound away at your tight cunt while you grab your clit. Rub it. Oh, tug on it. Watching yourself trying to get away with theft. Oh, God, you're so hot. I can feel your pussy muscles clamping down on my dick as I fuck you. Feel me slap your ass as you get fucked for being a naughty, shoplifting little slut. Oh, I can't even get my words out. You thieving whore. Come for me now. Explode onto my dick as I pump you with my hot cum. Tell me you love it. You can tell me. Tell me you want my cum. Tell me you're going to orgasm onto me. Oh, you're good. Oh, you're good. Ah, oh, yes. Oh, so good. Now, maybe next time you won't be so quick to steal things. Oh, given what's happened, maybe you will. I'll certainly be keeping a close eye on you.